Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you stayed with me, too, because I got a good friend of mine and a good friend of yours, whether you know it or not. David Brown and I have known each other a long time. But for some reason or another, we've just kicked this thing around, and we've just now gotten around to getting him on the show for the first time. But we're not going to let that happen again. We're going to make sure he keeps coming back, because he's got a lot of things to teach us. This guy has aggregated so much talent, so much capability, so many resources online into one company now. And I've watched him build this company from a little bitty one to now a publicly traded one, and I'm so proud of what he's done. He's got something to teach us. His company is called web.com. How'd you like to have that URL, ladies and gentlemen? David Brown, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
It's good to have you here. David, your story is a wonderful American success story. As you know, you and I were talking to each other when we were both started being partners with IBM many, many years ago, and you had a little hosting company, and you've grown it now to where you're listed on the stock exchange, and it's a 4 W's, right? WWW.
That's correct. 4 W's.
Yeah, and so and weathered the storm of the last 9 to 12 months. I'm proud of you for that. So anyway, congratulations on what you've done.
Well, thanks a lot, and we've had a terrific cast of partners like IBM and Google and Discover Credit Card and many others, and we have a terrific staff of people not only in Jacksonville but scattered all over the United States and Canada that have helped make the company. Really, we're the leading provider of online marketing for small businesses. We exist to help small businesses use the internet and be effective on the internet.
What I want to talk about first, I want to find out some more about what you know about marketing in a little bit.
Sure.
But what I want to do first is I want you to think about where you were. And I don't know if you want to go back farther than 10 years, but let's say back when you really didn't know exactly where this thing was going. You didn't, you know, probably now, you know, you feel like you know how the puzzle fits, but 10 years ago, you probably didn't have all that in your head, exactly how it was going to work. So there are people out there right now who are where you were 10, 15, whatever, years ago. I'd like for you to talk to them about, you know, now that you're where you are, What would you like for someone to have said to you back in those days?
Sure. Well, back in those days, really, you're talking about the end of the 90s. The internet was still, there was still a big debate over whether or not the internet was really going to be a medium over which businesses and consumers did commerce.
Was it a craze or was it a fad?
Most people thought that it was a big bubble. And in fact, the bubble burst in around 2000, 2001, and there were numerous hundreds of internet companies that went out of business.
Right.
Internet traffic shrank for a number of years. If you look at a line, a graph, you'd see the rate of growth went negative, and there was a big debate back in that time period whether the internet would make it or not. We obviously had bet our existence that the internet was going to become a new medium, a low-cost medium, a very effective medium to help consumers and businesses have commerce. So we made our bet. Now, the thing we did during that time frame is we found people who were knowledgeable. So that's when we met IBM. That's when we met Google. That's when we met Yahoo. All these companies relative to the internet were still, they were the gorillas, but they were still small companies, but they had a lot of knowledge. And we spent our time basically soaking up knowledge over the last 10 years from some of the leading players in the business. And it takes that to be successful. So one piece of advice I would give to someone going back and thinking about a 10-year track record is find the resources, find the people that are plugged in and are moving and shaking in the business, and glean information off of them. So partnerships, however you want to do that, you need to find, it's a big, big, big internet, and it's changing rapidly, and it's impossible to do it on your own.
Yeah, and that's well said, David. And, you know, I remember those days myself, and I was trying to find my own way in those days as well. And it never occurred to me, though, that the internet wasn't going to become, you know, what it has become. I mean, I'm not going to say I knew everything. It never occurred to me that to think that the internet was going to go away.
I agree with you. And obviously, for someone like myself, I made a big bet.
Yeah.
But there was serious doubt back in 2000, 2001, when you saw thousands of companies and lots of people get laid off as those companies floundered.
Because things were being reset from eyeballs to return on investment, and everybody didn't know how to make that happen. We're going to come back. I've got an analogy on this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to ask David about when we come back after these messages. That reminds me very much of those early internet years. 20 Tales, stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little ZZ Top bringing us back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using that, too. We built it just for you. Lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. You can read or you can listen. You can ask questions. We got all that there. And my blog is there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter there. Lots of stuff. So I hope you check it out. And if you like Twitter, I'm there too, at Jim Blasingame. David Brown is our guest, folks. Long old friend of mine, a new friend of yours, a new member of our Brain Trust, the founder and chief executive officer of Web.com. which is a publicly traded company now, which is a great American success story. David, when we went to the break, we were talking about how the jury was kind of out on the internet back in, say, 8 to 10 years ago, and primarily because nobody knew how to monetize it. Nobody knew really how to make any money. The eyeball business model obviously was a joke. It was never really gonna make it. And so finally, the internet became a tool. It became a lever that people used and built opportunity on top of it, a platform for people to use to build opportunity on. I think we're going through the same kind of scenario right now, even at this moment, with what's popularly called social media.
Yes.
Social media in 3 years. We won't even use that term anymore, in my opinion. We may not be using Facebook or Twitter, but I still believe that we'll be building online customer communities. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's happening right now, and more than people know. In fact, I'm sure some of your listeners are actually involved in social media. They're part of forums and blogging groups. I follow one called Retail Speaks, where groups of shopkeepers, people that sell products and services, invitations, gifts, all communicate amongst each other on how to save costs in their business,
right,
how they come up with different ideas on how to sell, and they share that information back and forth. So it's happening. It's a grassroots effort right now, and you know, we're very excited about it in our business. We think it's a way to take the internet beyond just an advertising medium, but now it can be a way to save costs. It can be a way to share brilliant marketing ideas. It can be a way, frankly, just to let off steam amongst your peers if you're having difficult times.
Well, what's happening now, David, I think, and this is what's exciting to me, and it's another reason why I don't like the term social media. I prefer, and I've been waging this campaign for about 18 months now, David. I've been trying to every time I talk to anybody, I try to get them to use the term online customer communities.
Or absolutely.
Or communities online, because, if the kids are using it, or if I'm talking to my kids on Facebook or something like that, that's social media. I don't have a problem with that. But if it's in my business, I don't want to use the word social. I want to talk about customers and communities and that sort of thing. I think social media is a term that it actually holds the concept back or the phenomenon back in the marketplace.
It is, but it's natural. The internet, the whole birth of the internet, began as a consumer phenomenon, and then, as you said, eventually business, the business purpose of the internet developed. Mm-hmm. Same thing for social media. It started out with MySpace and Facebook as a consumer and really a youth-oriented phenomenon, but very rapidly businesses have figured out, hey, we can actually make this work for us. So I think your idea of community is really the right way to think about it.
Well, I was in a meeting not long ago, and one of the people in the meeting said that called themselves a social media expert. And I said, and when it came my turn to talk, I said, well, I'm not a social media expert, but I am a community building expert.
Yep. I tell you what, I have seen some phenomenal information shared amongst business owners, especially small businesses that are weathering this difficult economic times. I have seen some real hand-holding going on where people are struggling and other folks are there to help them. But even more importantly, cost reduction ideas being shared, marketing ideas. There's a great amount of power in that community idea.
But what's got to happen, and it hasn't happened 100% yet, is it's sort of like, it reminds me of an amoeba, David. Right now, all the social media is pretty much in one cell, just one amoeba. But this amoeba is splitting. And I believe that over time, even as we speak and over the next year, two or three, there will wind up being two universes. There'll be the personal social media side of the amoeba, and then the other one will be the business side.
You're right, and companies like ours, Web.com, there are others out there doing the same thing. We're actually taking our network of 265,000 small business customers and helping them connect with each other now. So that's part of that process of splitting the amoeba. We're helping to facilitate the creation of these social opportunities, but really communities for our customers by making sure that the plumbers have an opportunity to talk to people in their trade, et cetera. So that's how it's going to happen. You'll see some organic growth, but you'll also see companies like Web.com take the forefront on this and help to build the infrastructure so that we can have communities amongst the various trades that we have.
Well, and see, this is a capability that the industry trade groups have tried to do over the years in the in a 20th century way. Do you see that? Do you see the possibility that this could be what trade groups look like in the future?
This is what they will look like. And if you were to go now and talk to people like the American Association of Restaurants, the National Federation of Independent Business, you would see there's a lot of discussion going on amongst some of these big trade groups to help link their people together.
Right. Well said. David Brown, ladies and gentlemen, now you know why we're so excited. We finally got him on the show. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be right back. When we come back, I'm just going to let David run. I'm just going to let him talk about what he thinks you and I are to be doing from a marketing standpoint. You don't want to miss this. Stay with us. Until I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're still here. We got our friend David Brown still here. We got a lot more to talk about. David is the founder and the CEO of Web.com, W-E-B.com, and a lot of good services there. David, tell us, I want you to take a little bit and tell us about your company, what you offer, and then I want you to talk to us about making sure that we put our best foot forward in the marketplace.
Sure. Well, first off, Web.com is 800-plus employees strong. As I said, 265,000 small business customers and a growing group of customers. And what we do for small businesses is we manage their entire internet activity. So from getting their domain name, their URL, to building their site, to managing that site and maintaining it, hosting the site. We also make sure that the site is optimized, and I'll talk about that in a moment. We market their sites, and we provide some reporting so that our customers can see the return on investment they're getting for their spend with us. So the array of products and services we provide has to be a complete array, because what we're doing for our customers is we're their webmaster. We're at any and everything technologically and marketing oriented with the internet for our customers. And we love to do this. We have real human beings in our business who talk to our customers every day and help explain what's going on the internet, how to leverage the internet. So that's a little bit about our company. The things that most people don't know, not only am I the CEO of a public company, but I also have a small business that I run with my wife, and it's in the retail trade. And so what we do in our company are things that we also do for my small business. Mm-hmm. And so some tips, some things to think about to make your internet presence more powerful.
Job. Well, you stay connected even now that even though you've grown your primary business to more than a small business, you still stayed connected to your roots.
Absolutely, we eat our own food in this business. So I build sites. I do a lot of the work myself. Not only do I monitor calls in our company, but I'm a customer. So I know firsthand what small businesses are going through and they're trying to compete in these difficult times. And so I focus on things like making sure my website is fresh, that it has very relevant content.
What does that mean, fresh?
Fresh. It means that I'm constantly looking at it to see what's changed in my business, and is that reflected in my website.
It doesn't just mean change, does it?
No, it means relevant change. What's really happening in your business, and what's unique about your business. The worst thing you can do is have a site that looks like everyone else's site and says the same thing that everyone else
right.
site. Whatever is unique about your business, even if it's just you, that needs to be heavily promoted mm-hmm. in your website. And so,
and that's the kind of thing that most of us need help with.
Yep, they do. Everybody needs help with it. And it's hard to, in the span of a day, in my case, I work a full day, and then after hours, I look at our website. So you might get a little bit weary after that. So
you get a kick out of this. On this day, David, on this day, in 1912, the government established an 8-hour workday. But that's a true story. But that didn't apply to small business owners, does it?
No, it doesn't. Nor does a 5-day work week apply. So,
right.
You know, most of our customers are working 6 days a week. Some of them are working 7 days a week, unfortunately. And but in any event, fresh site, good, relevant content. And, you know, one thing that people worry too much about is how their website looks.
Yeah.
That's not the key. The key is what's on there. A picture can be worth 1,000 words when it comes to a website, because you're talking about maybe even a nanosecond.
Right.
Someone sees your site, they need to be able to grasp the essence of your site in literally a matter of a second.
But it also has to just work. This
has to
be fancy. It needs to work. It needs to promote whatever you sell.
Absolutely right.
It needs to make sure people can find
it. Now, another thing that people oftentimes don't know, most of our customers don't know, that if you don't submit your site, if you don't send it to Google and Yahoo and Microsoft, and into their local directories as well, then you may not be found in a search for months, years, or
right.
ever.
Right.
Or you might be found, but you might be found on the 80th page of results.
David, I got to wrap it up in a few seconds, but I want you to come back again real soon and talk to us about local search.
You got it. That's where the action is going to be for the next 3 to 5 years.
You guys are pros at that, and I want you to help us with that. That'll be the next visit we have, folks. David, it's web.com. Thanks for being here. Congratulations on all the success. We're proud of you.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Bye-bye.
David Brown, ladies and gentlemen, web.com. He'll be back. He's got a lot more to teach us. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.